Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey, everybody. Don't Get Anxious, Get Prepared. Your Career Engineer right here. And today we're talking about virtual interviewing. I know you've been doing it for a while. You're Zooming and WebExing, but are you dooming the Zoom? I think it's a great conversation to revisit the ways we can really crush our interviewing in a good way. So get your pen, your paper, or your digital device, your mobile device, so you can take some notes and bring your questions as we jump right into this right now. So again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be right back. Like, check this out. Hey, like I said, it doesn't take long for me to get right back here. Listen, our focus today, we are talking about that virtual, 3.0, or, making sure we're not dooming that Zoom. I'm looking for something for you guys right here. I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Where'd it go? Boom, there it is. So thanks for being here again. I am your career engineer, Francina Harrison. We're here. Make sure whatever platform you're enjoying this on, if you're on our YouTube, subscribe, follow, do all those good things so you never miss a beat. And we're looking forward to your questions or comments. You can share them live and I'll answer them right now. Plus, if you're here with us today, make sure you network, share who you are and what you're about. That's still the best way of rocking it in the career and business space. Okay. Visit us often, TCENow.com, and you can join our newsletter. You can check out our TCE University training, find out more about us, and just stay connected because it's all about that. Remember, don't get anxious, get prepared is what we're all about. So today, what are we talking about? We're talking about this virtual interviewing, and I'm calling it 3.0, but maybe it should be 6.0 because we've been doing it for so long, but I'm still seeing simple mistakes that can be corrected because folks are still doing it this way, right? What you and I are doing right up in here, right? Some companies have gone back all the way to in-person, but some are still using this type of technology to help assess if you're the right person for their opportunity. So let's dig into what the deal is. So let me just come from, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, maybe you already know this, but I think it's worth repeating because here's the deal. There are zero excuses right now, like none. You have to know how to use this technology and not just simply, okay, now I have my camera on, I'm gonna start talking, but all of it, any technology that can do a virtual broadcast, a virtual interview. So maybe it's WhatsApp, maybe it's Skype, maybe it's FaceTime, okay? Yes, it's the big players, the Zooms and the WebExes of the world, but there could be some other type of application that does a similar thing, could have a different name. Every company has their own ecosystem. Skype was a surprise for me for a moment. There's a company that I work with quite frequently. I just knew they were gonna Zoom or WebEx. No, they prefer to use Skype. And I had a very, it was not updated in a long time type of Skype world. So I had to get on top of that. So you have to know this technology. There is no excuses. And don't stop saying I'm too over 50 or whatever. There is no excuse. This is the new world. And if you want to make money in it, you've got to get with the program. You got to be a part of this. So this is a must have. You have to be able to use this. Now, not only am I saying a must have in terms of whether you have the application on this device of yours as well, but I need you to also be fluid with it. It's not just, okay, camera's on, looking at the light, I'm smiling. You need to understand about your settings. You need to understand about setting it up. To use Zoom for an example, there's some new things that they add to the app over time that could be a benefit, right? So not only are you to know, okay, I can stand in front of this camera and I can talk to the green button, you need to be fluid with how you get around these applications, security protocols, using the chat, sharing your screen. These things are very important because you're demonstrating some things at the interview. So it's not just enough to look like this, right? It's also how fluid are you in using these technologies. And again, it's not just Zoom. It's all of them. That's right. I'm challenging you to get familiar with more than just Zoom, because companies might have their own unique live software that they are using or application. Okay. So yes. And why am I saying this? Because this is a test. Yes, this is a test. It is only a test. So not only are you to give amazing answers and rock that interview with amazing displays of how wonderful and valuable you are, but you're also being tested on how to use this type of technology. How are you going to engage with clients or consumers or vendors if you can't meet in person? How are you going to make sure you're representing the company and yourself? So yes, if you didn't think this was a skill test, it is a skill test. So you need to know that, right? So this is a skill test. And what are they looking for? Again, how you present. Of course, if you're going to do presentations up here, if you're going to be using a PowerPoint or a Google, slides or whatever you're going to do, you're going to be showcasing something or you're going to interview another person over here. They're looking at how do you do this? Do you have not just the tech skills, but are you also the process of you putting something together and presenting it into an audience of virtual people or an audience of one, and how you drive the process? So yes, your Zoom is not just the vehicle to get an interview, but it's most definitely the vehicle to demonstrate what you know how to do, right? How you can command this technology. So it's deeper than just an interview. I want folks moving forward to make sure that, as you have updated, and some of you may have used some of the software when we're going through COVID, to stay in touch with your family. Do a check-in, see how they're doing, hear their voices, see their smiles, and you used it for a personal level. And that was great. And if that's the first introduction to it, fine. But if you're finding yourself in the marketplace or the workplace, you've got to take it up a notch from the family reunion check-ins, right? You need to be able to show what you can do with this technology. Like I said earlier, whether you're on the desktop or you're using the mobile device, can you also, yes, I have my sticker up here on my phone. Can you also conduct a meeting if you had to be here and know how to use the app device? I'm an Android phone, I'm that kind of person, but if you're an iOS person, do you know how to rock both the mobile and the desktop version? Are they downloaded on your mobile device, right? Have you updated the app on your mobile device, okay? So you really get an opportunity, if this is a test, to truly show what you know. And that's why not? Why else are you there, right? You got this half hour interview, maybe a 40 minute interview. You're also being able to show how you can command the screen and what you know, right? So, for example, just look at what I'm doing here, right? There are some graphics you can use. You want to make sure your backgrounds are good. I'm going to get into that in a moment, but this is really an opportunity to show how you know. But I got to warn you guys, I have had interviews, I've had sessions with folks that we're working with to get them up to date, or maybe there's a potential business I'm going to do a collaboration with, or maybe there's a conference or there's some kind of beginning level of relationship building. Make sure you check your tech. I can tell you, now I won't be specific, but I've had meetings with folks that they said, oh, we're technology guru here and we do this and we're doing a Zoom, and folks don't know how to get the bounce off of the mic, or their lighting is off, or they don't know anything about lighting or backgrounds, or maybe they're playing with filters and stuff and it's really not looking good, right? So please check your tech. Sometimes it can be your mic is off, or maybe something hasn't been updated and you want to make sure you're using the latest version of all of these softwares, because if you don't, you could really have an issue. So make sure your tech is working. If you have no RAM, I've had that instance once. I did a broadcast, and I'm telling you, I sounded terrible on the broadcast. I deleted that thing, okay? But I think my computer was just overworked. I had RAM was like this much left, and I've got all these screens open. Do you ever restart your computers or your devices every now and then? Do you give them a little 5-minute rest every now and then so they can make sure that things are ready to broadcast live and that your bandwidth is fine and your internet connection is strong? All those things, you need to check your tech. Do not wait for the interview to sit here and see if your Wi-Fi is strong enough. And you need to have a backup plan. If it's not this one, maybe it's this one, right? So those types of things. So please check your tech. Very embarrassing when your tech's not working and you're doing a virtual interview, okay? Folks might be thinking some kind of way. So as I shared earlier, all these things, your lighting, your mic, your camera quality, all those things are things you have to do to make sure you're not dooming your meeting versus it, taking you to a whole nother level. Now, the human touch is important because you guys know as much as I love tech and I think it's great, we need to have powerful technology and make sure it's practical and powerful, right? Practical and powerful, purposeful, practical and powerful, right? So, but the human touch is still part of this plan, the human touch. Your backgrounds, whatever backgrounds you're using, and I have seen some backgrounds, y'all. I have seen some backgrounds, and I'm saying that, I hope you're feeling what I'm saying through the vibe here. I've seen some backgrounds that will keep you back. I'm just keeping it real. So make sure what's behind you is positive. It's helping to sell your value or your brand or to give some positivity or sharing the message you want the world to know, okay? So what can you tell from my background? Well, you know, I guess I got a thing for plants. Got some photos. Those are real. This is a real background, by the way. It's not a picture. But there are times you can use those things. There are wonderful apps out here that you can design backgrounds so that let's just say your room's a little busy or you don't want everybody knowing what's up in your house. So you can get these wonderful backgrounds. And the fact that you know how to upload or use them appropriately, that they're sized right, that the fonts are right, is also a way to demonstrate skill sets, but also gives you a nice human touch, okay? I do have some backgrounds like on Zoom that I have used that will just say career engineer or more of a business kind of approach, but I kind of like just being in this room and doing it here. Voice tone. I can't say enough about your voice tone. Please don't talk up here when you're having an interview online. That little squeaky, mousy voice, it just doesn't carry. Be comfortable. Be comfortable in your skin, just like if you were across the room face to face. Your voice tone matters. Your nonverbals really matter. And you have to be in control of them. And what are my nonverbals? What I'm doing right now? I mean, I would love right now to look at myself in the window on this particular broadcast, but that's not giving you eye contact. So I got to make sure I'm looking at the green little button. I mean, on my Mac is a green little button so that I can make sure that I'm looking dead at you. Maybe you're looking at my photo. Maybe you are. You're looking at my little video. Okay. But like I do there you go. That's you. But now I got to be right here. It's about eye contact, right? Smiling. Oh my goodness. The power of the smile. The power of the smile. You know, when you're in the room with interviewing, smiling can relax them. It relaxes the room. So when you have a smile, I mean, just imagine interviewing like this. Or if you have a smile, it just changes the whole environment, doesn't it? So remember, 80% of what you say is still not with the mouth. So the way your attitude is up here, the way you're smiling, the backgrounds that you're wearing, the colors that you're putting on. You know, you guys know I got a thing for hats, so I'm always got my hats on, right? But it's about, you know, the human touch still while you are using this wonderful new way of communicating and having meetings with others. And I will tell you that as much as this is all good, you know, your follow-ups are still powerful. Even though we're using this wonderful technology, cameras right, the lighting's right, our voice is right, our background's looking good, follow-ups are still fabulous. They're still fabulous. And I'm putting the word still, because some of you don't do it. I know some of you will just, quick, fast, and a hurry. Let me just do a cut and paste, thank you note, thank you letter. You know what that is? A cut and paste. That's all that is. And I am not going to feel the vibe. Okay. I'm not going to see who you really are, the integrity, the character, the extra that you want to put into getting this opportunity in addition to looking fab on your Zoom, but your follow-ups should be fabulous too. And if you're not doing these, there's a couple of things you can do. This is, you know, I'm big on this. I am. And I'm going to tell you, even though when I have to write, you know, it is so tough for me to do that kind of thing. I don't know what it is. My mind just goes, oh my God, I gotta, because I'm the person I keep balling up. You know, that's not good. I rip it up, do it again. But that's because it takes me some time. I have to unplug from this world, think about it, pen to paper, share something organic because I want to be real, put it in an envelope, put a stamp and seal it. I'm that person. I think if you take it up a notch after doing this wonderful high-tech meeting, but do a low-tech, organic, human-centered thank you email or a thank you note or something with a card. And I do have, you know, I know some of y'all like them emails. I know. And I know you might think what I'm saying is totally 100% dinosaur. You're right. It is. And I'm proud of this dinosaur move because this dinosaur move works. Okay. It works. And if you know about the power of the dinosaurs, they were around here a long time. I mean, I'm just saying they're extinct now, but They stuck it through, right? But it is a dinosaur move, and I'm proud of it. I don't have a whole lot of dinosaur moves, but this is one that works. So if the dinosaur closes the deal, use the dinosaur, okay? But I tell you, it really gives a nice touch to everything you do. And you know, I cannot leave you here without sharing a powerful push-up for you. And again, get on top of your tech struggle. If this whole thing, like me telling you that this is a test, is taking things up a notch to a whole nother level, right? It's not just staring at the camera and talking. You do have to make sure you're commanding that little space that you're in. Your backgrounds are kicking it. You're updated your apps. You know how to be fluid around this portal. If you don't know these things, again, like I told you, what the first thing I said, there's no excuse anymore. Must have, no excuse. YouTube is your friend. The actual app itself is your friend. They all have help menus and help videos and pictures of how to do this and push this. So it all requires you taking some time, investing in some time so that you can be prepared for this test. Stop dooming your Zooming. Instead, make it work for you. Make it showcase who you are and what you bring, okay? So I want to thank you all for being with me today. And remember, don't get anxious, get prepared is what we're all about. And make sure you visit us often at our website, which I'm going to find it right now. Boom, there you go. TCENow.com is how you find us. Again, if you enjoyed this content, like, comment, subscribe, follow, all that kind of good stuff, and share us with your friends. So those who could benefit from learning how to increase their value, increase their time, talent, and their treasure. Again, I am your career engineer. Don't get anxious, get prepared. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to seeing you next time, okay? Be blessed. Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at TCENow.com. TCENow.com. Don't get anxious. Get prepared.